NRCC poll shows Democrats are in trouble across 77 battleground congressional districts. By Jacob Bliss on March 23, 2022. The latest poll from the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, of 77 battleground congressional districts across the country showed that the Democrats face headwinds with voters as they are being held responsible for record-high inflation, skyrocketing gas prices, and out-of-control spending. The NRCC's Battleground Survey covered the 77 battleground congressional districts that could determine control of Congress after redistricting. The committee surveyed these districts because they are currently held by the most at-risk Democrats, whose districts President Joe Biden won by only 5.5 points or less. The poll found that Biden's descending approval numbers help Republicans on the generic ballot as voters believe Democrats are out of touch and condescending. Biden's approval in the battleground districts is 15 points underwater, as only 40% of the voters approve of the president, while 55% disapprove. 17% of those who disapprove strongly disapprove of Biden's performance. Of the independents surveyed, only 30% approve of Biden's job as president, with 62% disapproving, which has eroded by a net minus 34 points since February 2021. With Hispanic voters, Biden's approval rating is at a net negative 10, a 31-point drop since February 2021. With all of this, Republicans lead the generic ballot by 4 points, which the NRCC pointed out is despite Biden winning battleground districts by over 5 points in the last election cycle. Over the last year, since February 2021, Republicans have seen a 7-point improvement in the battleground survey. Overall, 75% of swing voters in those districts believe that Democrats are out of touch and condescending towards everyday Americans. The poll found that the cost of living, jobs, and the economy were at the top of the list of concerns for battleground voters, giving Republicans an advantage with those voters. 46% of the respondents indicated that they are mainly concerned with economic issues. 26% of the respondents said inflation and the cost of living should be the most important issue for Biden and Congress to work on, while 15% are most concerned about jobs and the economy. The Republicans hold a 24% advantage over Democrats on the generic ballot, with those respondents mostly concerned about the cost of living, and a 20-point advantage with respondents who are mostly concerned about jobs and the economy. 52% of the respondents blame the Biden administration and congressional Democrats' unwillingness to allow more oil and gas production in the United States for skyrocketing gas prices. In comparison, only 31% blame Russia's invasion into Ukraine and sanctions on Russian oil and gas. Two-thirds, 67%, believe Democrats in Congress are spending money out of control, and 56% of respondents said high gas prices are hurting their families the most, while 41% said rising food costs are hurting their families the most. Respondents also overwhelmingly support Republicans focused on addressing Democrat-created crises. 75% of respondents said they are more likely to support a Republican candidate who will fight to lower the price of groceries and gas. Also, 78% said the same for a Republican who will work to stop cartels from bringing drugs into the United States. Additionally, 80% said they are more likely to support a Republican candidate willing to advance energy innovation to help the country's economic growth and lower energy prices. Furthermore, 73% of the respondents favor increasing oil and gas production and exploration across the country. 54% of the respondents are strongly in favor. Only 23% of the respondents said they opposed having an increase in oil and gas production and exploration across the country. 13% of these said they strongly opposed it. The NRCC's survey was conducted from March 12 to 16, and polled 1,000 registered likely voters. The margin of error for the sample size was plus or minus 3.1%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.